Today, a family is touched by two national tragedies. Retired New York City Fire Chief Albert Petroselli died from COVID-19 in April. 19 years ago, Petroselli lost his youngest son in the attacks on the World Trade Center. This morning, we'll hear a StoryCorps recording Petroselli and his wife Ginger made to remember their son, Mark. And a note, parts of this story may be difficult to hear.
Sunday morning, September 9th, started out with a phone call from Mark. What's cooking? What do I smell on the other end of that line? You know, and the meatballs and all right. Yeah. Well, what time you want us over? And it was 7:30, 8 o'clock at night when we said goodnight to him. And actually, it was goodbye.
He hated fire. He didn't like planes and he hated height. And it all ended that way for him.
Mark worked about four blocks away from the World Trade Center. When he left that morning, he told his wife, Nicole, he had a meeting upstairs. But as it turned out, his corporate headquarters was on the 92nd floor of World Trade Center number one. And that was the upstairs that he was talking about. I'm a retired chief and his brother is a lieutenant in the fire department. Once we got there and I was able to walk around the whole scene, I still said, well, we'll find him. But then on the third day, his birthday, September the 13th, I felt that that was it. Mark wasn't going to be found. But we were the luckiest of the unlucky in one sense, because they kept finding pieces of Mark. When we were having his first memorial mass, the cops came to the house and said they identified him. And it was his jaw, it was his smile. So I thank God that he gave us back his smile.
The smile on his face was the best thing in the world. Things like that, you'll never forget.
Every day we miss Mark. Thankfully, Ginger and I, we have each other. And at night when we lay down, put our heads on a pillow, it's the two of us. And together, we get through it.
Retired New York City Fire Chief Albert Petroselli died from COVID-19 in April. His son Mark was killed on this day 19 years ago at the World Trade Center. This recording was made in partnership with the National September 11 Memorial and Museum. It's part of StoryCorps' effort to collect one recording for each life lost that day, and it's archived at the Library of Congress.